This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll begin today with the particularly deadly batch of heroin that's connected to at least 8 deaths and even more overdoses in Springfield, Chicopee, and Holyoke in just the last week. The drug carries the label Hollywood heroin, and on New Year's Day, Holyoke police issued an urgent warning to users, as did Chicopee police, who posted a Facebook message that read, "Please, if you know someone using or are using, do not use this. If you have any information on this drug, please contact our narcotics officers." Well, we're joined now by Michael Wilk. He's a Chicopee police spokesman. He's also a patrolman as well. Patrolman Wilk, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Meghna. Thanks for having me on.
So first of all, can you just describe to us what the feeling is right now about in Chicopee about Hollywood heroin? What was so different about this particular strain or batch?
Well, I'd like to start off by saying, you know, our Facebook post, one big thing is that no heroin is good. We did get a lot of feedback where people were asking about, you know, good heroin. There's no good heroin. However, this particular brand was responsible for 2 deaths in our city, 2 fatalities, one in Holyoke, another in Springfield, and many overdoses. We have not gotten any results back yet from the lab, but we believe that it's the potency level of this heroin that's causing these overdoses.
Right, and I mean, potency meaning the purity of it.
Right, yeah, you know, some heroin when you get it, you know, it could be, you know, 40% heroin cut with other substances. We believe this one is to be much more heroin and less filler, so to speak, and people who would use a bag of less potent heroin would get their high. Using this bag would be almost like taking 3-4 times the same amount of drugs. So.
Huh. Well, we're seeing also that state police are currently analyzing some 9,000 bags of Hollywood heroin that were seized in a drug bust in Springfield over the weekend. Two questions about that. First of all, 9,000 bags, I mean, to me that still sounds like a lot. Is it for a single bust?
It's a lot, but sadly it puts a minor dent into things. You have some users that, you know, they're using up to, you know, 30, 40 bags a day. So, I mean, in the grand scheme of it, one person using 50 bags of heroin, that's not a lot of bags. And unfortunately, you know, it's pretty much running rampant. There's a lot more people using. It was great work on the Springfield Police Department to get this stuff off the streets. It's nasty. We were notified by Holyoke that, you know, they had some overdoses, some fatalities. Our detectives went to a couple scenes where there were some fatalities. And at that point, we decided that, you know, we needed to put something out there,
right,
to let people know, hey, look, if you have this, don't use it. Contact us. If you have information on where it's being dealt from, contact us. We did get a couple of phone calls that were turned over to our narcotics officers to follow up. But Springfield, they did a great job.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to ask you a little bit more about the outreach in just a second. But my other question about those 9,000 bags that were seized, those are the ones that were seized. I mean, is there still concern that there's more of this Hollywood heroin still out there?
I'm sure there is. And, you know, I mean, you try to get it all off the street. I mean, obviously this type of arrest with that many bags and the types of dealers that were arrested, that's great. But I'm sure there is still more out there. Luckily, we believe that, you know, with all the outreach, we haven't seen any overdoses or any fatalities since it's been out there and since this major drug bust. So that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea about where it might be coming from?
No, I don't. We don't have any of that information.
Okay. So let's talk about this outreach again, because I think it's, you know, it's both a positive and a sobering indication of the world we live in, where social media outreach for issues of opioid addiction seem to be very effective. I mean, was it one of the fastest ways for you to reach as many people as possible?
Yeah, it absolutely is. We have found the social media interaction in our city with the community has been enormous. This is the quickest and the fastest way to get information out, and it's such a positive. We get a lot of feedback that people are really appreciating it. We've had incidences where people have been missing, and you know, we've put stuff out and we've gotten information back within minutes mm-hmm. on their whereabouts. In this particular case, like I said, we put this out and we immediately got tips on people that were in possession of it. We got names of people possibly dealing it. And from our narcotics officers, from their informants and the people they work with, they actually got phone calls from their people stating that they saw it and they were spreading the word. So it is the quickest and the fastest way. And the good thing is people like yourself, the media, they pick up these stories from our Facebook and you guys run it. And that's such a tremendous help to us because it gets the word even out that much farther.
Yeah. Finally, Patrolman Wilk, if I could ask, how many years have you been doing this? Have you been on the force there?
Well, I've actually been a police officer for 25 years. Mm-hmm. I spent 5 years working with kids as a school resource officer, and the past year and a half, I've been our public information / social media officer.
Yeah, I'm just asking because I wonder, Governor Baker, not that long ago, said he's never seen a challenge or a problem with as much negative momentum, those are his words, as the opioid addiction crisis is having in Massachusetts. And I'm wondering if it feels that way to you because, you know, it feels like every week there's another thing that pops up and takes more lives. And this week it happens to be Hollywood heroin. Does it feel that way to you?
You know, it's a serious problem. Because right now, it's affecting everybody. Our overdose fatalities we had ranged from, you know, age 20 up into the 40s. It's not just affecting, you know, the people on the street who are using recreational drugs. This is affecting middle class. This is affecting people who go to work every day, people who have families, who have children. It takes its toll on everyone. I mean, our officers respond to these calls and you know, these people have passed away and, you know, and their fathers, and you have to explain to the kids what happened and you know, loved ones. And it's a horrible thing. And it's something that I think all of us, you know, need to get in front of and really start working on it. And, we're hoping here, you know, with our social media and with our getting out there and, you know, telling people, hey, look at this stuff's out there. This stuff is bad. You need help. Don't be afraid to call 911. Don't be afraid to say, I need to go to a hospital. I need to, you know, no one's going to judge you. No one's going to look down upon you. You know, get the help you need. Let's all work together and try to eliminate this. Mm. And I know the governor's been doing a fantastic job. He's been in touch with, you know, with our district attorney out here in Hampden County and the mayors in the cities. And, you know, it's to the point now where everybody has to work together because it does affect an entire community. It doesn't just affect one person.
Well, that's Chicopee Patrolman and Spokesman Michael Wilk. Patrolman Wilk, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.